job to turn. Good morning, y'all. Woo! Y'all give that band a hand this morning. I'm going to tell you, the music is the Holy Spirit. Last week and this week, I'm telling y'all, if you're not ready to step up your game, you better get ready because it's stepping up. Amen? My goodness. Wait a minute. Okay. Oh, yeah. I had a plug in my ear and I was hearing myself a little loud in there, so... Thank you. Well, welcome to Williamson County Cowboy Church. My name's Ricky Bowen. If you're visiting here for the first time, I run the music. And so our pastor, Corey Ross, he's on the road roping and ministering this summer. And he texted me this morning. I don't know if I should I tell him what he asked me? Heidi? No, I won't. I'll get in trouble probably. He asked me, he said, "Who's preaching this morning?" Hope he's not watching. I'm not getting in trouble. He did text me, though, and tell me to tell you. First of all, he said, give him Jesus, and that's all we do here. You get Jesus when you come to this church. You get the truth. It's right here. He also told me to tell all you guys that he misses y'all. They miss y'all very much. So, and I told him that we miss them, too. So they'll be back soon. He's out there ministering, and, you know, there's not a lot of people do what he does. And so, usually, when we first came here, I'll have to tell you, when we moved here about 7 or 8 years ago, I used to get, oh, you know, I was new in the ministry. I mean, and there was people that were kind of hateful. Christians. I know y'all find that hard to believe, right? I got a ring mic. It may be the monitors. So people would go, when Corey goes out to minister in the summertime, they go, oh, he's just on vacation. Oh, I've been with him. I have traveled those miles he travels with him. Y'all, our pastor is out there in the field ministering to those folks and getting people saved up. Okay? And those are people that have been going to this church a long time before I got here. But my wife and I were not afraid to stand up and correct them. Okay? Because we have a pastor that believes, and that's what this church stands for. We believe in getting people saved. Man, we got to get people saved. It's in the end times, and we want to get people saved up. We'll decide. We'll minister to you, and we'll teach you up. But we that's our goal. That's our mission. That's our pastor's love and mission. So, just so you'll know, he's out there tilling the ground, and our associate pastor, he is also a coach, and he's out of town today. So he and I just swapped weeks this week. So that's why I'm here again today. So glad y'all are here. If you're a first-time visitor this morning, we're not going to have you do anything crazy or anything like that. You don't have to run around the room twice or anything like that. Just one. No. But if you're here for the first time, we would like to honor you. That's what our church does. Hopefully they gave you a visitor's packet when you came in, and there's a card in there if you would fill it out, and you can put it in one of the buckets over here during tithes and offerings, just so we can check on you one time. We don't call and beat you up and go, hey, you got to come back. No, we call and check on you and see how you're doing, see if there's anything we can pray for you if you want to know more about our church. So if you're a first-time visitor, would you hold up your hand? We're going to give you a big round of applause. We got one, several over here. Yeah. Y'all can go ahead and start passing out the tithes and stuff, guys. Well, that's one thing for you visitors that are visiting here for the first time. Oh, wait a minute. I'm going to go ahead and do announcements first. Everybody's been giving me announcements this morning, and I'm like, got announcements everywhere. Faith and family gathering being held at the home of the Kramers. This is a great time to fellowship with other Williamson County Cowboy families. Bring a dish. For address info, see Michelle. There also, Michelle's in the back. She's holding up her hand. So you can see there's flyers on the children's sign-in table. Also, the youth. The youth is taking donations that to help out for the new tennis shoe drive for kids that are going to school that don't have tennis shoes, that they might want to participate in sports, but you know, there are people that we're supposed to help out. This is one of the most giving churches you'll ever see. And so, if you would like to give to that, you can see Casey or Morgan. They're our youth ministers, and they're in the back there with the kids. They're about as tall as the kids are. And so, sorry, but it's true. She's my daughter, so I can say that. He's my son-in-law, so they're We have to get them stools sometime to stand on, but that's okay. Also, the youth is also having... Yeah, thank you, Betsy. I thought it said lock-in, but it says lock-in. After church today until tomorrow morning. Whew, we're going to pray for them. The kids, I think, maybe. But anyway, the youth, just a reminder, parents, and if you know any youth, there's going to be a lock-in tonight. What time does it start? After church. Oh, my Lord. We'd definitely be praying for them, won't we? Woo! That'll be a big time. Also, leading into tithes and offerings. So we've got our floors finished. This is one thing that we do is we pay. Our pastor believes in not borrowing money. Our pastor does not take a salary at this church. Him and his wife don't. He practices what he preaches. And that's what we teach here, is that if you sow, it will come back to you, that God is our provider. Man is not our provider. So Corey has a saying that if he steps on your toes, you don't have to give to him. Okay? But he believes that God is his provider, and he does. He provides for our pastor. So he doesn't take a salary, so we're able to teach on tithes and offerings. Everything that we've done here is paid for. We do not owe any money anywhere. We don't borrow money to pay for our buildings. We raise money, and then we move to the next step. We just finished children's church, all the floors, the stage is getting done soon. And then we're believing for a covered arena so that we can take that ministry where that covered arena can work year-round for our church. It's great, great ministry because people are hungry to have an arena. There's just not any hardly covered arenas around. And so it's God's put it on our pastor's heart that's the next place that we're supposed to move to. And he announced, it's been a couple of months ago before he left in the summertime, that he was believing for how many? 10 or so people to give $10,000 apiece, and we've had a lot of people step up already and do that. Now, that's not saying if you can't, some people can, some people can't. If you can't give $10,000, that's okay. Because God knows your heart and what you give and how you mean it. Amen? So if God puts it on your heart, then see Heidi or just put it in an envelope, but make sure that you put covered arena on it. Amen? All right. Got through those announcements. My goodness. All right, everybody flip to Philippians 4:19 this morning. You know, we here at Cowboy Church, we take our tithes and offerings seriously. Because that's what Corey has taught us, is that if you sow, you're going to reap what you sow. That's what the Bible is based on. It's based on sowing and reaping, seed time and harvest. And so if we're sowing and we're sowing our finances, then God says He will bring them back to us. So let's look at this verse this morning, because it's really, to me, it just says it all for us. Philippians 4 verse 19. And it says, "But my God." Don't you like that? Because, you know, the ones that have seen me preach know "but" is one of my pet peeves. Because people go, "Oh, I'm healed, but my leg hurt." No! Because when you say "but," you negated whatever good you said before it. You do it back. You say, "My leg hurts, but I'm healed." So then you get rid of that junk you said before it. So that's what there's, the word is saying right here. "But my God." So that gets rid of everything else before that. It's all the junk. It gets rid of it. It says, "But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Jesus Christ." You know, our Father owns all the cattle on 1,000 hills. That's what the Word says. And don't take my word for it. Look it up. That's what we preach here. That's what Corey preaches. Howdy, Rusty, and I preach is don't just take our word for it, y'all. Get in the Word. You will truly be blessed if you get in the Word. I guarantee you, and not just on Sunday. You see, the streets of heaven are paved in gold. God doesn't need our money. But God wants us. He wants that relationship. He wants that covenant. So when we sow our tithe, if you don't know, is 10%. 10%. If you read the Word and study it out, it's 10% of what you produce. Okay? And people get in all kind of funk. "Oh, well, what about this? And what about..." No. It says the tithe, 10% of what you produce. Okay? The offering is complete. It's over and above whatever. You give the offering where God's going to lead you what to do. Amen? So that's what we do it here at Cowboy Church, is that we believe that when we tithe and we sow seed for offering, God says He'll send it back to us, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, so that no man's bosom can hold it, y'all. Man, that's what I want. How about you? Amen. With a big round of applause, y'all come give and need both these buckets this morning. Yeah. Which one do I got to turn off? Golly. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. But you died for me once, and I know this is true. So with all of my life, we got a whole crew on. We're a little short on this side, y'all. Y'all come over and help this side. Yeah, get over there and help them. They need help. All right, y'all give our helpers a big round of applause this morning. The kids started that about 3 or 4 years ago. They just come up and started helping. I guarantee you, we raise our kids up right here at Cowboy Church. We teach them about giving. Amen. Well, this morning, and would y'all do me a favor? Is Michelle still in here? There you are. I want y'all to give Michelle a big round of applause this morning. Give Michelle a big round of applause. I'm going to have the band, we're going to do a special this morning, but last night, we were going to have a special this morning, and they texted me last night and said, man, I just haven't had time to get it all together, I'm not ready, so I'm not going to do a special. Said, okay, that's fine. So this morning, I'm up about 5:30, and I'm in there praying and reading the Word, and I had put this song we're fixing to do in the worship part. And the Holy Spirit says, no, no, no. You need to take that out, and you need to put in another song, because you need to do that song as a special. I'm going, but Michelle won't like me very well, because she's going to have to go in and change the words. So I emailed her at 6:30 this morning going, sorry, but the Holy Spirit said, I figure if I say that, that should get me a pass, right? Because So we're going to do this song because what it's going to do really is it's going to set up my message this morning. And the Holy Spirit is so, so good. You ready?
Against the wall, and your mountain seems so tall, then you realize life's not always fair. You can run away and hide, let the old man decide, or you can change your circumstances with a prayer. When everything falls apart, praise His name. When you have a broken heart, raise your hands and say, Lord, you're all I need. You're everything to me, and He'll take the pain away. When it seems you're all alone, His name. When you feel you can't go on, just raise your hand and say, greater is He that is within me. And you can praise the hurt away. If you'll just praise His name. blood of the Lamb, and by the words of your testimony. That's what the Bible says. You'll see the darkness go as your faith begins to grow. You're not alone, so how can you be lonely when everything falls apart? Praise His name when you have a broken heart. Raise your hands and say, Lord, you're all I need. You're everything to me, and He'll take away the pain. When it seems you're all alone, praise His name. If you feel you can't go on, just raise your hands and say, greater is He that is within me, and you can praise the hurt away. Greater is He that is within me, and you can praise the hurt away. If you'll just praise His name. Praise you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Y'all give the band another big round of applause. Thank you guys so much. Woo, Jesus. If that don't charge your battery, you need to get a new battery. I'm sorry. But let me get out of this. Well, right now, we'd like to dismiss the kids and the youth group with a big round of applause. Well, I lost my helper this morning. I'm making get it. Somebody come. I'm hung up. Unhook me. There's too many wires on this thing, eh? No. That's the wrong one. Here's this one. I know. See? You got it? Did you get these out? Get them suckers out. Hurry. Don't... Oh, that's talking to the kids, I guess. It wasn't talking to me. We all have all afternoon. Don't tell me to hurry. Woo, Jesus. How are y'all this morning? Are you ready? Well, it's been a wild week for me. And man, jobs and our business is good, and so that's a good thing. But, you know, sometimes the week just goes the way they do. But you know what? Gosh, thank God, because He's good. Amen? And He's good all the time. Well, I'll kind of preface this, because this is how good the Holy Spirit is. Sunday, excuse me, when I was doing announcements, Sharon reminded me about Bible study. And I said, don't forget Bible study. She said, I'm teaching on praise. I didn't know, of course, Sharon knows me pretty well, so she said, you look funny. I said, well, I can't help the way I look. No. But I said, well, because that's what God's had me studying for a week and a half. And that's what He wants me to minister on. That's confirmation, y'all. That's confirmation that we need that really bad. And if you missed Tuesday night, you missed a great teaching Tuesday night. It was awesome. So I encourage you to come on Tuesday nights. If you don't come now, it's at 6:30 fellowship. Start at 7 o'clock. Usually go at about 8 o'clock. We try not to run over because that's another thing that our pastor is very conscious about, and I appreciate it and respect it, is of people's time too. I mean, we make time for God, but we also know that times are busy and crazy right now. So He is very conscientious about time. So, as you can tell, my message is praise. Thank you, Jesus. And she helped me. I'd done a lot of research, but she helped me do some of mine I didn't have to do. Thank you, Jesus. She said, and this is pretty cool, because you think that praise might be a little bit important in our lives. She said, I quote Sharon Ross, that praise is in the Bible 6,852 times in some form or fashion. Woo! So do you think God might want us to, get something? If He put something in the Bible 6,800 times, I think He's trying to get through to us. Don't y'all? I mean, holy cow. What does it take? You know, it's like the guy that joked, the helicopter, the truck, the boat, and the helicopter. Guy dies and goes to heaven, and he said, I was waiting on you, God. And he said, I sent you a truck, a boat, and a helicopter. What more do you want? You know, it's, anyway, it's another story. So I want y'all to, we're going to move a little bit, not a bunch, but we're going to move a little bit through the Word this morning, because I want you to see some of this. We're going to start in Hebrews 13. Y'all find it when you get there, tell me. Say amen. If you're not there, say, oh my. Amen. All right. Hebrews 13. This could probably be the most organized message I've ever done, but it hadn't, we ain't got there yet, so. Yeah, it's still time to change. Hebrews 13, everybody there? Verse 15. By Him, therefore, now y'all listen, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. What did everybody say? Continually. Not every once in a while. Not when, oh man, I got a raise, thank you, Jesus. No, He didn't say when you just get a raise or when you get a good parking space and it's His doing. No, it says continually. That is the fruit of our lips giving thanks to His name. So I broke this down and I looked up that word sacrifice in the Greek. Now, and I've just quit trying to say the words so I don't even say them. But that word sacrifice means to kill or to slaughter. Because see, back in the old days, in the Old Testament, when they sacrificed, it was a blood sacrifice. They had to kill a lamb or whatever they were supposed to kill. So it was, that's what sacrifice is to kill or slaughter. So then we look at that word praise. Praise means a thank offering. Now, have you ever stopped and thought, oh wow, when I praise God, it's an offering. You see, we don't get that sometimes. We don't see that. You know, it's just a thank you's a thank you. You know, or man. But when we're going, glory, Father, hallelujah. That's an offering to our God who is so good. The Word says we do it, what? Continually. Amen? And that word promise, thanks, giving thanks is a promise to His name. So if you look at that, we've got to kill or slaughter something. And we're going to get to that in just a few minutes, okay? A praise is our thank offering. It says to do it continually. Promise and giving thanks to His name. It's a promise to Him. Amen? You know, and Sharon used part of this, and then I had some stuff too. But you know, why you watch people. And even people that we know that are Christians that love the Lord. And it, like at the rodeo or at football or baseball or, man, people are cheering. They're praising for their team, right? Hey, yeah, come on, come on. And then there's parents who have kids that play ball. They're out there going, well, sometimes I've heard parents going, get up off the ground, wipe your pants off. No, no, no. But parents are going, come on, come on, you can do it. And then their grandparents, because we're grandparents, it's like you're even doing it more, right, y'all? Yeah, like, woo, baby, that's my grandbaby. You can do it. Amen. See, that's praise. When praise is in this, is we're just showing esteem for somebody's achievements or value. What about God? What about God? Why? we don't praise that way. And I'm not just talking about praise and worship. I'm talking about all the time. I mean, it's become such a thing for me so easy because I worked at it. I go around and go, oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I mean, that's just because I do thank Jesus. And when I, last week, when we were having a rough day on Wednesday, I was thanking Jesus. We had all this material at this little job doing. We was working. And we had a roller. We was going to roll that stuff in real pretty and slick. And I kept, when I'd turn that roller, it'd do this. Chance goes, I told him, I said, Chance, something didn't run. He said, wait a minute. He said, turn that thing off and get off there. And we got to looking. A roller is two pieces. Has a pin that goes down into the front end, and that's it turns like this. Well, when I would turn, that pin was coming out. And the pin was sticking out about that far. It didn't have much left in there. So we called the rental company, and they brought another one over there. Well, it got stuck and wouldn't even move. Thank God, while the truck was still there, he just took both of them back. But they didn't have another one. I mean, they're like, it's just 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm going, thank you, Jesus. It could have been worse. You know, it could have. That thing could have broken in half with me on it, and it rolled over on me. That'd have smarted. Might have left a mark. But you know, I said, thank you, Jesus. Because it was okay. It works out. Because that's our God. That's our good God. But why don't we learn to praise like we praise our favorite sporting event or our kids? You know, the Holy Spirit gave me this yesterday. And it's like, wow, that's eye-opening. When we praise our favorite team and they lose, how do you feel? Everybody's kind of bummed out, right? They're like, dadgummit. But you know what? When we praise God, we never get that. Well, I was like, whoo, Holy Spirit, that was good. Because when we praise God, we get the other result. We get that peace and that calm and that, oh man, I can do anything attitude. Because my God is more than enough. I'm praising the God that's more than enough. Amen? So why don't we learn to be that way? And it takes work. It takes work. But isn't that what we're supposed to do? So I was led to look at why don't we praise like that? The first thing I got was pride. You know, now pride is an ugly thing, right? Not in it. Well, there's two ways to be pride, right? Because we take pride in what we do. That means that we really care about what we do, right? Okay, but it's really the other pride that we're prideful. Okay, because the Word says we're not supposed to be prideful and puffed up. Okay, have a love that's that way. So when our pride gets it, well, I'm not going to praise out loud. I don't have to, you know. That's okay. But people, I guarantee you, that gets in the way of their praising. They're not willing. And here's the other part. Number two is the other part of pride, because this is just what the Holy Spirit showed me. Don't take my word for it. Take the Holy Spirit's word. Pride, the other half of that is fear. Because fear and pride go together. You can deny that, but when you deny that, that's your pride going, I'm not scared. Come on. Right? So what happens is that when we should be praising Jesus like that instead of our favorite football team, our pride goes, oh, I can't let people see me do that. I'd be embarrassed. Or I'm scared. I don't want to raise my hand and praise. Somebody might see. I'm scared. What we have to learn to realize is Satan wants us to feel that way. Amen. The devil wants us to think, oh, well, I can't praise because people will see me, you know. Or then the prideful person. And the prideful person can use the excuse, well, I've seen people abuse praising. We all have, okay? There's people that praise for show. But don't allow that kind of praise, let it be washed out with genuine praise. Amen. So you can't be afraid to praise just because you've seen somebody doing this and doing this. You know what? Don't judge them. Don't judge them. Amen. So we have to learn to get rid of the pride, and we have to learn to get rid of the fear. The third thing came from Miss Sharon. She and I text some this week about it. It's so awesome because it's nice when she was on the subject and I've been on it. So we're like sharing and talking. That's cool. And she told me this the other night. She brought it up Tuesday night. But the third thing that keeps us from praising is complacency. Oh, what do you mean by that? This is what she told me, and I'll take it a step further. But she said complacency. Now listen to this. This is good, man. Complacency is Satan's counterfeit to praises for God. Okay? So, complacency, the devil wants us to be complacent. All right? So when things are... Because I've known people and I've counseled people like this. Man, they get to a point in their life when everything's good. I mean, I feel bad because there's people having problems and my life is great. Don't feel bad in the first place. Keep praising and thanking God for where you're at in your life. But what happens is that a lot of times people get real complacent because things are good. You know, finances are good. The kids hadn't been kicked out of school in a few years. And I mean, it's really good, right? The car works. I mean, you know what? I got somebody mowing my grass. I mean, it's beautiful. But then you start thinking that I did that. God didn't do that. I did that. Now, you don't do it intentionally. I'm not saying that at all. But a lot of times people will get to where that's what they think. And I've been there. So you can, you know, if y'all are there and you don't want to admit it, that's okay. But you've got to learn to admit it. I've been there when things are good. We get to forgetting to thank Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. My life, that's why I have learned that I go around and go, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, hallelujah. You know, people in HEB and Walmart, they look at you when you're going down. I go, yeah, thank you, Jesus. Woo! I told a lady the other day, I walked in somewhere and she goes, how are you? And I said, I'm absolutely wonderful. And she goes, well, I love that. I haven't heard that one before. I said, hey, God is good. And she said, he is all the time. I said, see, you know how it feels. Amen. Why don't you start taking that attitude and learning how to praise all the time? Things will get much better in your life. I promise you. But that, isn't that so cool? Complacency is Satan's counterfeit. Because that's where he wants us. See, he doesn't want us praising God. Because with praise, there is power. P-O-W-E-R, power. And when you learn to operate in that power, the devil don't have a choice but to scram. Amen? The fourth thing. Oh, wait. I got to read this. I don't read notes very often, but I did. Holy Spirit gave me this, so I wrote it down. Pride inhibits our spirit man from thriving in health, causing praise to be silenced. Okay? So, pride shuts our spirit, because that's what we are. You know, that's our main part. That's where God, the Holy Spirit, resides, is in our spirit. When that's squelched, then our praise is silenced. The devil wins. That's what he wants. That's what he wants us to be, is not to praise him. Fourth thing. Some people just don't know how. I mean, some of y'all let me like, what? But you know what? You watch, and see, we see everything from up here. So y'all don't know, but we see all y'all. We know what's going on, you know? And it's okay. But there are people that just don't, how do I praise? What does that mean? You know, I mean, I know, thank you, because there's different kinds of praise, right? I mean, we thank God, we glory, hallelujah, that's praising. So I set out to go, That's what I said, How do we praise? Well, you know what? Have y'all ever read this? This amazing book. There's answers in here. Did y'all know that? Because when I didn't know how to praise, well, I know how to praise, but I was putting myself in somebody else's shoe, you know, trying to think inside, outside in and all that. And how do I praise? Well, number one, in Psalms 47, it says to clap your hands, all ye people. Okay. Everybody clap your hands. Come on. Come on. If you're not clapping your hands, I'm going to come get you. Come on, y'all. Clap your hands. Yeah. That's what the Word says to do. Clap your hands. You know, and I'll be honest with you. When I first, years and years ago, and we got involved in Cowboy Church, man, they were clapping all the time. Give God a big round of applause. And I'm like, really? Why would I give God a big round of applause? Because I didn't know. But you see, I've studied it. And the Bible says to clap. To give God a thank praise. To clap for Him. Amen? Amen. I've got to tell y'all something. I've got to back step. Stop where you're at. Rewind. Everybody flip to Luke real quick. See, I told you I don't read my notes very often. And it's a good thing to read. I mean, you write them sometime, but Luke 19. When we talk about praise, and I'm talking about the praise that we just talked about, why don't people cheer that exuberant praise to the Lord? Because He wants it. Luke 19, we're going to go to verse 37. And it says, and when He was come nigh, even now at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that He had seen. Did it say they gave Him a golf clap? Do y'all know what a golf clap is? Because golfers, you know, they don't want you to make, well, the ones I play with, we make noise, but they want this. No, He didn't say that. He said, with a loud voice, saying, blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And so, listen to this. And some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said unto Him, Master, rebuke thy disciples. Now, the Pharisees aren't digging the praise. They're not digging the loud praise. They're telling Jesus, shut them down. Stop that nonsense. But listen to what Jesus says. And He answered and said unto them, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. Woo! I was telling, Laurie and I were talking about, and she reminded me of this. And what, anyway, with the Cowboy Church we used to go to in West Texas, Monty and Susan Price, they've gone on to be with the Lord. But awesome people. And Susan said about this verse one time, she said, you know what? I don't want rocks taking my place. Woo! You stop and think about that. So, if I'm not praising God and rejoicing loudly, and I stop, Jesus said that the stones would weep. Man, I don't want to be responsible for that. You know what? I mean, because in the first place, that could be an ugly sight, rocks crying. Right? You stop and think about it. But I don't want to be the one that rock takes my place. I'm going to be loud and proud with my praise. Amen? Hey, give God a hand. Come on. Yeah. There you go. The second thing. How we praise. Verbal praise. The same chapter in Psalms 47:1 says to make a noise to the Lord with triumph. I didn't say that quite right. It says, shout unto the Lord with the voice of triumph. Everybody just shout, glory!
Glory!
Shout, hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Amen. See, is that hard? Why don't we do it? Yeah. See, because we have been conditioned not to. We've allowed the world to condition us that, oh, they're one of those. Amen. I'm one of those, and I'm loud and proud of it. Amen. It's about time that we start standing up and with a shout unto the Lord with the great voice of triumph. Amen. It's about time that you go up to somebody and say, hey, you know what? God loves you. That's all you got to say. And they may go, he still does, and walk off. Right? Because you'll get some looks. Or God said, hey, have a blessed day. Oh, thank you. I told y'all about the story 2 weeks ago with the manager of that convenience store. I trained him to say blessings. And he got to where he'd try to bless me before I could bless him. And he left last week. He teared up. I went in there and he goes, man, today's my last day. He said, they're moving me to the store in Austin by the airport. And I went, dang it. He's such a nice guy. I mean, we just hit it off, you know. And I had him going, man. He was taking that blessing and he was learning. He was learning, you know. I gave him my number. I said, hey, Joel, call me, man. I said, stay in touch with me. Let me know what happens. He's a cool guy. But you see, you open that door with that kind of praise. Amen. And then people want to know, oh, because somebody said something and Joel goes, oh, I walked up one day and I said, hey, how are you, brother? And he goes, great, man. And I started to say, he told the guy that was paying, he said, he's always wonderful. He comes in here, he's always great. That's the way we want to be. See, that's what people see Jesus in us, and we know that, woo! We're not afraid to go, woo! It may look funny, woo! But why not? Are you afraid of what people may say when you go, woo! See, you're laughing, but it's okay. It does not bother me. That's Jesus in me. Amen. I want people to go, wow, there's something different about him. And not just because he's going, woo! Right? You see what I'm saying? We've got to get rid of that junk, y'all. Number 3. Singing praises. Amen. You can sing praises to the Lord. Psalms 100 tells us to come before His presence with song, with singing. Look. That sign says, if you don't sing good, sing loud. So it doesn't matter if you sing good or you don't. Because to God, all His kids sing amazing. I'm going to tell you. It's all in the ear of the beholder, and God's the only one you should be concerned with. But too often, we get to worrying about the person standing next to us at church. Oh, well, I don't sing that well, so I'm not going to sing out loud. Who cares? Who cares? Man, just let it out. Belt that thing out. Amen. Don't be afraid. Whew. Number 4. I love this one. Lift up your hands. In Psalms 134, it says, lift up your hands in holiness and to sanctuary and bless the Lord affectionately, listen to this, and gracefully praise. Oh, my Lord. And the Holy Spirit showed me something Tuesday night when you were teaching. When we lift our hands up, y'all notice that my hands aren't closed. When we lift our hands up, they're open where we can receive from the Lord. Amen. We aren't holding on to a stinking thing. But see, that stinking devil doesn't want us to receive. That stinking devil thinks that if you do this, oh, somebody will see me and I'll be so embarrassed. Or, I'm a manly man. I'll leave my hands in my pocket. I'm going to pray like this. And if I'm stepping on toes, it's not my fault. I'm doing what the Holy Spirit told me to say. But y'all know me too, and I don't preach anything that I haven't experienced, and I've done it myself. Amen. Fortunately, most of the time I've been behind a fiddle and I don't have to. But I learned I'm not afraid to hold my hands up. I'm not. I receive from my Lord Jesus. Amen. Don't you want all His blessings to come to you? Man, I'm going to tell you what. last week. Woo! That was so good. If you missed last week, you should go watch it, and you should ask Rusty to come back and preach that same sermon again. We should have him back. Because there was 25, 30 people got their prayer language last week. But then there was some of them that didn't come up. That's okay. That's okay, because we're going to get to that in just a minute. Woo! Jesus is so good. So, oh wait, there's one more. Now, I think this is biblical. I really didn't research this one. No. Y'all got to love me on this, okay? You love Ricky, right? Your minister. Yesterday morning, I'm sitting at my breakfast table, and we have Jesus was a carpenter. We have a great carpenter working at our house. And I'm studying, I'm in the Word. And I look out there, he's building this, we just got in our house and building this new big old deck out there. And he's out there going. So I think dancing has to do with praising too. Amen? But he's out there, man, and he's doing this. Woo, that man, he got some moves, you know? I went out there and I said, you know, are you praising? And his wife told me, yeah, he was singing, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. And he was dancing. But here's the key. He knew that we're in the house. And he knew that we could see what he was doing. But guess what? He didn't care. He didn't care. I told him he made my sermon, by the way. He told me if I gave his name, he'd kill me. So... And I mean, you know, knowing Brian, he'd do that. But I can tell you one thing about him. He loves the Lord with all his heart. I can tell you that. I can tell you that. So yeah, we can put down dancing, I think, is the fifth one right there, is how do you praise? Because I love that. I love that there was no inhibition about him to stand on my deck and dance and sing to the Lord. And he, like I said, he knew we could sing, and he didn't care. And he sure liked it when I brought him Bluebell ice cream at 3 p.m. when it was hot. So, that leads us to the next organized part of my sermon today. What does praise do? What does it do for us? I'm glad you asked. Number one, it gives us access to God. If you go to Psalms 100, it says that I will enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Now, back in those Old Testament days, that's as far as you could get was the court. You couldn't get on past to the Holy of Holies because they always stuck a guy in there with the rope around his leg just in case he didn't do it right, and they drug him out. But you know, and I thought that was, this is kind of a side note, but I always thought that that was kind of a bum deal, because if he didn't do what you needed him to do, that might not be too good a result for you. Right? But you know what? In Hebrews, Jesus tells us that he's the dude now. Right? He's our guy. We don't have to worry about somebody getting drug out with a rope. Woo! Thank you. So what praise does is it softens the soil of our heart. And it allows that message seed to be planted in our heart. You see, so we start accessing God when we praise. Amen? Number two, praise changes your mindset. When you start praising, the problem goes to the solution. Right? Oh my Lord. God is so good. The pain goes to praise. And the hurt becomes hope. You see, when we praise, it becomes God conscious and less self conscious. When we start learning to praise and we're truly praising our Father, we're God conscious and we're not self conscious. Amen? That's what the devil wants. The devil wants us to be self-conscious. But when we truly learn how to praise, and we praise, as Hebrews says, continually, the devil he's going to be eating our dust back there. That's right. We're going to leave him behind because nothing will become between us and our God. When we are praising him continually, nothing will. In Proverbs, Proverbs 27, it says that as the refining pot is for the silver and the furnace is for gold, a man is to his praise. So when you stop, what that means is, and I like when I read that first, I said, wait a minute. I had to really Holy Spirit help. But what that means is, like in Proverbs where it says that, they melt down silver to refine it. And then they use a furnace for gold. They have to use two different types of heat. Because one of them will only take so much, the other one has to have more. Well, when we praise, that's what God does to us. That fiery praise that we get into with God, He starts molding and melting those rough edges off of us, and then we can start getting rid of all that junk we've been holding on to, and God will make us feel so much better because we're willing to let go of it then and say, forgive me for carrying this junk. You see, when He starts shaping us and molding us because we went to Him in praise, and then when people start looking at us and we look at ourselves, they're going to start seeing a mirror image of Jesus. Because that's what we're supposed to do, right? Read the Word. Don't take my word for it, right? Study it. But when we start praising and we allow God to work on us, oh man, that is so, your life changes. It's life changing when you quit caring about what other people think about praise and how you do it. But don't be afraid to do what the Word says. Clap your hands, holler, sing, even dance. It's okay. Dancing's okay. Dancing is in the Bible. I know there's some denominations that don't believe in dancing, but it's true. It's in the Bible. Number three, praise is a relationship, not a ritual. In Exodus 25, it says, God says, let them make a sanctuary for me to dwell in. He didn't say, I want a palace. I want a beautiful, elaborate temple. He said, I want a sanctuary where I can dwell amongst you. You see, in Psalms 22, it says that He inhabits the praises of His people. And inhabit means to dwell in, to live in, to abide in. Amen? Well, if we're praising, where's God going to be? He going to be here, y'all. Somebody ought to shout and say amen. Woo! That's good. Number four, praise defeats the enemy. Sharon talked about this Tuesday night. Praise defeats the enemy. In Judges 1, the Israeli people were fixing to go up against the Canaanites. And they asked God, they said, God, who is supposed to go in first? God said, not y'all. Judah's going in first. Little side note about Judah. The first mention of praise in the Bible is in Genesis. Judah's mom was named Leah. And when she had Judah, she said, praise the Lord. And that's what I'm going to name my son, Judah. Judah means to praise. So God said, we're sending in praise first. Amen? Stop and think about that. When stuff starts coming against you, send the praise in before you have to deal with it. Amen? Start praising God. Don't wait. In 2 Chronicles, I thought it's interesting because, you know, being a musician, this kind of speaks to me a little bit. But in Jehoshaphat, they were talking about who... He sent the band in first. Man didn't have no weapons but instruments. Y'all stop and think about that. Here I go. Playing my fiddle. He sent the praise in first. And God said, guess what? Y'all don't even have to fight. This is my deal. Because God says, vengeance is mine. And guess what? Those people turned on themselves and killed each other. Whoo! Why aren't we praising more? See, people don't know that that's what this is for. That's why you come to church. That's why you come to Bible study. See, when you send in that praise, it stops that stuff. And we talked about this. She talked about it the other night. And we've always done this. You praise in advance. You praise God in advance for what you hadn't gotten yet. So when you're standing on the Word to be healed, you're already praising Jesus, I'm healed. Woo, you're running around the neighborhood going, thank you, Jesus, I'm healed. Neighborhood's going, there's that Jesus freak again. Amen, brother. Let's be Jesus freaks. What's wrong with that? When we learn to send that in advance, it works. Amen. There's other places, I don't have time, but there's other places in the Bible that tells you about sending in the band before everybody else. The walls of Jericho, they went around banging pots and pans and then blew the trumpets and a shout of triumph and the walls fell down. Ain't nobody did no fighting. Isn't that something? I mean, that amazes me. That our praise has that much power. Do y'all realize that? Man, you should say glory or hallelujah or something. See, that's what I'm talking about. It's okay to holler out in church if it's not out of order. But if you're in agreement with the preacher, say amen or hallelujah or glory. There's nothing wrong with that. Get past that pride and that fear of somebody that's sitting next to you going, oh. What is that? Because we've all been to churches like that. Our church is not like that. In fact, if you're not hollering out or saying something, people might look at you like, cat got your tongue? I mean, because it's okay to praise God in this building. It's okay to praise God out of this building. We just got to get to where we're praising God continually. Amen? All right, I'm fixing to close. I took my clock down. I don't know if that means I'm over. Oh, no. I'm good. I'm good. Yeah. Number five. Praise encourages miracles. In Acts 16, and this was one of the examples Sharon used the other night, and I had planned on using it too, so I guess I'm stealing it kind of, but that's okay. That's a word. In Acts 16, Paul and Silas are in jail. They're in prison. In chains. Now, okay, from my eye, if you're in prison and you're in chains, that's not a real great time you'd think you'd be wanting to pray somebody, would it? No. Man, I'd probably be going, oh, pitiful me. Look at me. But no, Paul and Silas start praising God at the top of their voice at midnight. Man, an earthquake comes on and those doors come open, chains fall off. Man, the power of praise, y'all. The guards didn't know what to do, but they wanted to go with them. I want what they got. Amen? You see, when we start tying into this stuff, and we learn that we learn to praise in advance and we continually praise all the time, you're going to quit thinking about woe is me and oh how great my Lord is. Amen. And when we do that, your life is going to improve. I promise you. Prove me wrong. See, if you're willing to do it, God's willing to move you. But you have to be willing and obedient. So today I encourage you, start today and do it every day. Man, you know, you hear people say, every morning when I wake up, I thank God that I'm up and ready to go. Yeah, but is that the only time you thank God? You need to be thanking God all the time. You need to thank God in the morning. You need to thank God for your snack in the midday because food's good. You need to thank God for your lunch and your snack in the afternoon and for you not tearing up something or hurting somebody. You see, God's good. That's right. Some of y'all are going, yeah, that's right, hurting somebody. I can see that. Woo! See, God will take that away from you. When you start praising and opening your heart, And you don't have to turn here, but I'm going to close with this. I'm going to go to 2 Chronicles. I'm going to tell you, I could have started with this sermon right, or with this scripture right here, and we could have been done. This is how powerful a scripture this is. 2 Chronicles 5, verse 13. It came even to pass, as the trumpeters and singers were as one, to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with their trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music and praised the Lord, saying, "For He is good, for He is mercy endureth forever," then the house was filled with the cloud, even the house of the Lord, so that the priests could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud. For the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God. Don't y'all want to experience that? Oh my. Don't you want to experience that? We were close last week. Oh my. See, when we, as our church is growing and y'all are growing and you're receiving God and His Word and you're getting hungrier for the Word. And as our church does that, man, it's what Corey's been praying for. Signs and wonders, man. In the end times, we see things really starting to move and shape, and we're seeing it in this church. But so we got to step up our game. We got to learn to praise all the time. Amen? Amen? With every head bowed and every eye closed. If you've never accepted the Lord Jesus as your Savior, I ask you to, I beg you to right now. It's not too soon. Don't wait. Do it this morning. Have that confidence that you want that, what that praise is to the Lord, that you have that in your life. So if you've never accepted Jesus as your Savior, we're going to say a prayer and we're going to say it out loud. I'm going to have the believers say it with us. But if you've never accepted Jesus, please do it right now. So out of your mouth, everybody, say, "Father in heaven, I open the door of my heart. I ask you to come in and save me. Father, I believe that Jesus died for me on that cross. And that He rose from the dead. I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. Father, I thank you for praise. And Father, I thank you that you're so worthy that my praise is just for you, Father God." With every head bowed and every eye closed before we say amen. If you just accepted Jesus this morning, we want to get a Bible to you. I'm not going to ask you to come up here or anything. We just, on the count of three, I want you to stick your hand up. We'll hand you a Bible and you can put it right back down. But don't, now's the time. Don't be afraid to show that you accepted Jesus in front of man, and Jesus will go to the Father for you. So on the count of three, if you just accepted Jesus, get your hand up real quick. We'll get you a Bible and you can put it right back down. 1, 2, 3. Where's one? Anybody else? Boldly, y'all. Anybody else? Oh, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. We got one new family member. Thank you, Father. God is so good. Have y'all enjoyed this morning? Thank y'all. Thank y'all for letting me. It's an honor to get to minister here. I love you guys. And I'm going to have Miss Sharon come close for me today, because Rusty and Howdy are out, so thank you very much. You get the honor.
Wow. Am I on? Okay. Was that Holy Ghost fire or what? I mean, glory. Glory to God. Every one of us ought to go home and dance around our front porch or wherever it is. I found myself doing that yesterday, and I went all the way around my house, and I thought, if a drone comes by, they're going to call somebody. But I didn't even care. Didn't even care. So that was awesome. As y'all know, and those that are new will soon know, Ricky does not get a salary. He does this to encourage us and to teach us. And so we want to bless him back. And if you want to add to that Holy Ghost fire from that couple right there, you want to come put some offering right in here. Because this is, you know, have you ever being at a bonfire and you just keep throwing logs on the fire. Well, that's what I want to do. I want to throw some logs in here to keep that fire burning hot in Jesus' name. So I want y'all to give a big hand clap to God and to Ricky for teaching us today about the importance of praise. Isn't that right? Isn't that right? I praise y'all. I thank God for every one of y'all that are here today. And I just know that this word is going to go deep in your heart and you're going to have the best week you've ever had in Jesus' name. So those on the end are for church offering, right? This one right here is for Ricky Boyne. If you write a check, write it to Ricky Boyne Ministry. If you want to give cash and you want a record of it so that you can get one of the wonderful letters from Ricky and Laurie thanking you for that, ask one of these ushers for an envelope, and that way they'll have your name and the amount you gave. So anyway, all right, Father, I just thank you. I thank you for this message. Most of all, Lord, I thank you for you. Thank you for loving me first. Thank you for loving this people, your children. And Lord, I just thank you that we go out of this building filled with your word, filled with your praise. I thank you that our pastor and his family are sharing the word with other ropers, with other rodeo people, with other people that just need you, Father God. I praise you and I thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.